This is Glenn Krause from Core CDI, co-founder of Top Gun Audit School, and I have the privilege today of having Tiffany Ferguson. Tiffany is the CEO for Phoenix Medical Management, and she's out of Arizona. She was grateful enough to come on the podcast here and discuss a few interesting concepts of CDI forming partnerships with case management, which I have demonstrated working at your University Medical Center in Las Vegas is the best model. So, Tiffany, take a moment to introduce yourself and your new role as CEO of Phoenix Medical Management. Then we'll jump right into the podcast.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Glenn, so much for having me today to be able to connect with the team and everyone and just kind of discuss where I've come from and where we are and just ideas of how you are and case management can really work better and out of this help CDI get out of its silo and really collaborate with one another to leverage clinical truth and better record integrity. My background is I'm a social worker and spent a lot of time on the front line, moved up through the healthcare system and administrative and made it into C-suite. And I had the pleasure of really meeting Stephanie Daniels from Phoenix Medical Management in 2016 and 17 and just really loved their company. And then in 2020, had the opportunity to join their team and transition to just something better. They are trying to retire, although they're staying on as founders and advisors of our company, but not doing the day-to-day. And so my partner, Marie Steinbeck, who's a nurse, and myself took over the day-to-day work for Phoenix Medical Management. And what our company does is we are a boutique hospital case management firm that provides education, advocacy, and outcome-driven results for hospital case management programs to help them transform from volume to value.
Absolutely. I had the privilege of working with Stephanie at one of my previous employers, and she's so great to work with. I just love talking to Stephanie. So Let's jump right in. Congratulations on your new role with Phoenix Medical Management. Good luck with that. So I think we wanted to discuss today, how can we better leverage front-end revenue cycle and achieve clinical truth and accuracy? So from your perspective, what is your experience and understanding of a true CDI department? You've seen many of my posts on LinkedIn, and I really am focusing on transforming CDI. So what are your thoughts on what is a true CDI department that achieves what it's supposed to achieve, clinical documentation excellence and integrity?
Well, and I think you said it just right there. So what my experience had been in my own system and in my experience with CDI was I was in a past life the system director for health management, which included coding and CDI and HIM and care management and UR. And what I noticed in there was that it was a lot of rework at the back end. So physician comes in, they're doing their piece, writing the note, and then there is the CDI team hidden in the back world where they're reading the charts, scouring, and sending queries. And the focus is really about CC and MCC capture. So focusing on revenue opportunity. And the physicians get these and kind of roll their eyes. I mean, they don't really care because it's not in it for them as to why, you know, they know the hospital needs to make money. They know that there has to be some intention for what we're doing. But for them, they're really looking at clinical quality and serving their patients. And the queries make it difficult to do that. And so what we did is really turn that around where we created a why, and CDI and a true CDI department is really looking on a quest for the clinical truth. So what is they're searching, they should be in that chart searching for the quality and accuracy of the record. And then the revenue is an outcome.
Yeah, it's a byproduct, right, would you say?
Yep, Yep, it's a byproduct.
And
So the revenue comes as this quality coming. So really getting and capturing that accurate picture in the chart.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you turn that to where rather than being at the back end, because you're going to see trends, you're looking at all these records, you're going to see things in there. How do you turn that into front-end education with the providers so we're making it easier for them in their workflow to know up front, hey, when this diagnosis comes in, this is what we're looking for. This is how you can trigger that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this malnutrition? Did this wound appear? Did the patient come in with this? You know, all these types of things. To be able to have that discussion with them up front and make it easier for them when they're charting, then you're not having to do so many queries and responses on the back end.
And you bring up an interesting point. So what do you think, has CDI done a decent job of engaging physicians and what's in it for them? Is that one of the limitations in your experience with CDI programs not achieving optimal performance?
Yeah, I think they really struggle with that. I mean, especially even looking at CDI departments that have gone remote or even contracted,
mm-hmm.
is you really, you know, I get it that there's a benefit in efficiency, but you've really lost that relationship with the provider. And so to that degree, that's why I think, you know, you can actually leverage the case management department, because that's the group that's case managers are still side by side with the physician. Still, and the physicians really, they get the need of getting this patient out. Where does this patient need to be?
Mm-hmm.
Where should this person be in? And they can really help the CDI team with being able to pull in, you know, how does the physician react? What's the personalities that are involved? And how can we partner to make this a little bit better workflow?
Absolutely. That brings me up to my next point. What is your perspective of where CDI may be missing a true partnership in case management? I know that model works strongly for my experience as CDI manager at UMC Las Vegas. Physicians just loved the model because they weren't getting queries for level of care and separate queries for documentation. We had what we called a unified message. So what are your thoughts on where does CDI, how can they be working to form a true partnership with case management in your experience?
Yes. So I would say it really starts with knowing everyone's role.
Yes.
And what they need to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So stepping out of that silo and just meeting at that level where CDI understands really the basics of what UR is doing and understands the basics of what care management is doing in the hospital and vice versa. So then they can speak to that. So then when any of those players are with their physician partner, then they can at least have enough to say, this is what you need, or this is how I can help. Let me connect you with this care manager. Let me connect you with UR. So we're working as a team,
mm-hmm.
to better that communication and that relationship. One of the things that you see that's frustrating is, I know this in really connecting with physicians. So I say when I took that position, I actually moved my office and shared my office with the director of the hospitalist, because that was my biggest partner.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
So at the top level, we needed to be the strongest team to accomplish anything in the hospital. We had to have each other's back. And that meant that we could move and leverage anything else down below. And that sends the message then for your staff that, okay, if they're partnering at this level and they're sending this message, this is going to create a great partnership for us and camaraderie to really know how to connect and communicate with each other personally and have a bond. And so with that, then you can create and understand that the physician really is focusing on just taking good care of that patient. And so you can see in their day that they could get a call. They get all these calls. The phone is ringing off the hook, and it's physical therapy. It's case management. It's UR. It's CDI. And then there's this chart they have to go fix from 3 weeks ago that they don't remember. You know, there's just the nurses are calling. There's so much happening while they're simultaneously trying to see patients. And what we need to do is just think about that and how can we alleviate that so that there's also benefit for them and benefit for us. And so a lot of that in CDI is even partnering with your IT. And so when physicians are onboarding and coming on, creating templates from the beginning that are going to help them with better documentation and ease of their workflow, partnering and connecting where if you're asking them questions or connecting, then you already could help with some of the UR answers. You can help with the care management stuff. So you're working as a team rather than just, hey, I have this one patient issue and I want to kind of bug you. That's what it feels like.
Would say patient doesn't meet medical necessity for inpatient. Can you please make an observation? It doesn't meet inpatient criteria because the documentation is always inadequate. And that's where case management and CDI can work together. If case management doesn't feel that the case is going to pass muster before they call for authorization, don't call before authorization knowing it's not going to pass muster. Let's talk to the CDI person to see whether there's something missing, because that's what we call ourselves, clinical documentation improvement or integrity specialist, because our focus is on documentation. So why are we not working together? Because we have the same general agreement. We're there for the patient. It's all about the patient. I think from a CDI perspective, what are your thoughts? I believe CDI is so entrenched in reimbursement, CCMC capture, that they forget that their medical record is a communication tool. First and foremost, it's not a reimbursement tool.
Yes. I mean, and if you go back to your why, mm-hmm. in that quest for clinical truth with quality and accuracy.
Right.
And then it's humbling to think, okay, that it's really, this is the patient's record. It's not ours, it's mm-hmm. theirs.
Right.
And so what we're doing is creating something where we're advocating for our patient to have the most accurate record so they can take that to any specialist. They can take that, they can read it themselves, and they can know what's going on within their own health and what they need to do.
And I think one thing that you definitely hit the nail on the head. Certainly case management needs to know what the role of CDI is and how they operate. And the best experience of getting the departments to work together is to have each other switch off shadowing with each other. So 1 week,
yes.
we have a couple of CDI shadowing the case manager to see how they go through the chart, what they're looking for, what their issues or concerns, or what are their challenges related to documentation. Then the case manager on a different week would be following shadowing our CDI, so they see what we're doing. And so now we know that we are how we can capitalize upon working together. Have you seen such a process in your experiences?
Yes, yeah. So I have done that and advocate for shadowing. And, you know, I think one of the things that's interesting, Glenn, is CDI comes in like you are in case management. Oftentimes, you know, there are nurses from the floor
yeah.
that first started, and then they come into this role and they get that training, and for whatever reason they fell into this position, but they get that training a lot about the tasks that they
yeah,
need to complete,
basically.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they forget there's this lack of foundation that I've seen across health systems. There's that lack of foundation of to just really tap into the why and who are your key players, who are your partners that you need to work with to really understand what impact these tasks have on your customers and your team members.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece then will make such a big difference of understanding, okay, if I'm coming in with my why, then I am not so busy then looking down and just checking off these tasks of completion. I'm looking up and around me to really understand what's happening and what type of impact am I supposed to be making?
Yeah, that's great. Any final thoughts? You know, you and I, we really agree. We have the same mindset. I want to pose one last question, then you can close with your thoughts. Tiffany, you've been in the case management role or healthcare role for how many years?
12 now.
12 years, okay. And I've been in the CDI role since 1995, and I'm not trying to brag. I've been in the CDI role before it was called CDI, and it hasn't changed.
Yep.
We're still doing the same task-based activities that are not changing behavior. We're still getting more denials for medical necessity, 50% of the improper payments for the CERT contractor, improper payment rate, 5.2%, 2019 for inpatient short-term acute care hospitals, 80%, about 79.9% exactly, were based on improper payments, two categories, medical necessity and insufficient documentation. They're both really the same because they're based on poor documentation. What is it going to take, in your mind, for CDI to transform itself, to recognize the need for immediate change in processes, updating our processes? What do you think?
I think this is such a loaded question, Glenn.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to...
That's okay. That's interesting.
That.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's very similar to case management and utilization review,
right,
of how we're all kind of working around a convoluted system. You know, we're doing workarounds for a system that is imperfect. And until, rather than addressing and going to the front end of this bad process and saying, okay, how do we start from scratch and where do we really gain efficiency? Mm-hmm. We continue to work on the back end and say, well, if I add this or if I do this, then I can create a little bit of leverage, which it then just creates more work and rework.
Yeah, I see
so
that all the time.
Yeah, so I think CDI is really going to have to then go to the front and start from the beginning and process that out to say, okay, if the patient comes into the hospital, what is my objective? What do we need to accomplish for that stay and for documentation? And that means starting with the physicians. So at the point of pre-admission, H&P, when that documentation, that record first starts for that encounter, how do we work to create efficiency from the beginning? So then the queries are really the more of an anomaly or something other than the routine.
I agree with you 100%. We have a long way to go in improving CDI, and I guess I want to just make this statement and you can just make yours. The best model for CDI to really help our hospitals address the financial ramifications of this COVID pandemic, which is slowly improving, hospitals are suffering. So we really need to take a hard look at why we're not working with case management and UR together, because that model of synergy is going to improve documentation, make the physician's life a lot easier, reduce their administrative burden, as you alluded to, with all these with all the interruptions they get. It's amazing they still have time to see the patient. So any final thoughts, Tiffany, before we close up?
Yeah, I think just getting to a point where we step, you know, understanding our lane, but also understanding our team and how we can be working together. And it really just starts with knowing your team players. So mm-hmm. connecting with your case management department and your UR and learning about what they're doing. They're looking at the same charts you are.
Yeah.
And understanding their perspective is really going to help you to better leverage the physicians and saying to each other, sitting down, getting coffee, and saying, how can we all work together?
Good points, good points. Tiffany, thank you so much. I look forward to working with you and keeping up the good work in our revenue cycle. So, folks, that concludes today's podcast. If you go to the core-cdi.com website, there's quite a few resources there. What's your website, Tiffany, again, so people can check out? I know you have, a newsletter that comes out once a month, or more frequently?
We do.
Than
we
that?
Have a reflections blog that comes out once a month.
Okay.
And our website is www.phoenixmed.net.
Well, so please sign up for their newsletter, and I'm working on putting together a more reliable newsletter at least once a month. So go to core-cdi.com, check out the resources, and sign up for our newsletter. And thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Everyone, keep up the good work.